Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Mike from Bloomsburg with us. Hi, Mike.
Yeah, good morning. Last night was amazing. There was such a dichotomy between what was being reported and the memes and things that were going around. On one hand, we could see ads of, have Republicans stop their shutdown, end the shutdown. Republicans are starving kids, all this stuff. And then I turn on CNN and MSNBC, and I'm listening to Democrats being angry that the Democrat Party is ending the shutdown. They were doing so well. They made so many gains during the, this midterm election.
Right.
Why did we quit? We should have kept the shutdown going.
Well, just listen, like social media, you're going to get a whole bunch of nonsense anyway. So tell me, what are your thoughts this morning on what happened?
Okay. When I wasn't on social media. I was watching CNN and MSNBC.
All right. Okay. So what are your thoughts?
Although that, I guess that could be social media. Here's what I thought. Number one, if you go back to when the dollar was taken off the gold standard, the dollar, now listen to me, is only worth one penny compared to the dollar at that time. Do you agree?
Can we get to the point of where you think we're at with this going forward? We have 3 minutes and I have another call, so I'd love to get you on here. Let's talk about the government shutdown possibly ending. What are your thoughts on that?
Okay, well, number one, I can't believe that we shut the government down. It's an atrocity not to pay our military. It's an atrocity not to have food stamps. It's an atrocity for all these things that government is providing just to take them away for some kind of little, peeing game between two parties.
All right. Well, we know it's been used as a tool by both parties. So you don't like it when anybody does it.
I'm with
you. That's absolutely right.
Okay.
It should not. It should be outlawed.
So the fact that people are losing their health insurance and or they may have to because of huge increases, is that something that Republicans should address? Because we know that there have been issues with health care costs for quite some time. They've promised to have a plan. It's been 15 years and there isn't any.
Well, I thought we fixed that with Obamacare.
Well, we had Obamacare and they took the mandate away, and the mandate was one of the ways that they funded it. So if people said, I'm going to roll the dice and not be covered, but we still take care of you, then that money at least would be used towards this. You take the mandate out, we still care for people, and it gets more expensive. I think that's pretty simple to understand.
Well, yeah, yes, it is. But I'm in the position now, come right down to the baseline. My position is this: the larger government gets, the smaller the citizen becomes. And if we look at history, the government is grown and grown and grown, and we're in debt. And that, to me, is the major problem. The country is at risk. And if we're not willing to make sacrifices, if we're not willing to admit, we both admit right now, everybody, I'm on the right, you're on the left, and we both say shutting the government down for political purposes is wrong. We should agree to that, and we need to start agreeing to more things. We need to fix what is wrong with this country.
Well, here's right what's now, let me just ask you this. Looking at this, I think we can all say People, if you worry about people in the American dream, people cannot afford a home. People cannot afford, even groceries are getting tough right now. People cannot afford college. Kids can't graduate and get a job that's going to pay. They're literally telling us they want now a 50-year mortgage. At some point, people are going to rebel because working hard, now they can't even guarantee any of those things or health care at this point. What is the point, or what is the motivation for people to like bust their asses anymore if nothing is even available to them?
Well, I mean, you're talking about a scenario that is very possible.
It's the reality right now.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I said we need to get control of the spending in Washington. We need to get the dollar back to stability, because the truth of the matter is, when we're not the reserve currency anymore, you're not even going to want to see what
I understand that, Mike, but can we not say, I think one of the things we could say, in addition to you wanting to look at spending, Republicans always want to cut spending. How about taxing the wealthy more?
Well,
taxing the wealthy more? We wouldn't have any of these problems if we asked them to pay more. They're not struggling right now. Look at CEO pay. Look at the increases that they're getting while people are getting screwed.
Okay, well, let's look at this. Are people leaving the high-tax states and fleeing to the low-tax states?
I'm sure I'm sure there are people, the more money you have, they will flee there. The rich will always find a way to protect themselves. But most people don't have the ability to go, I'm going to get up and go and just find another job.
I can't afford to flee anywhere.
Most people can't afford to flee. Only the wealthy can.
Okay, so may I finish? What I'm trying to tell you is, if you tax the rich to keep paying and paying to make government
They're not keep paying. They haven't been paying.
If we raise taxes so high on the rich, they will flee. They will go to other countries.
Okay.
They will flee. All right.
I don't think they all would go to other countries. I really don't. It's not a fact of life, and we don't have to be held hostage by them. We worry about welfare of everyday citizens, and we don't worry about corporate welfare. We are subsidizing some of these businesses like Walmart, who don't pay people enough money to even have health care coverage. And we're picking up the slack, and we keep beating on the man or the woman who's working their asses off, and the politicians are completely oblivious. I appreciate your call, Mike. It's always great to talk to you. We got to run. We're way over time.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.